This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The Wall Street Journal headline read, Trump sends mixed signals on ethanol. I don't know why they made Trump plural in that headline, but they did. I also don't see where the signals have been mixed when everyone he has nominated for domestic posts in his administration so far are anti-RFS, anti-ethanol. Seems rather lopsided one way to me. Nothing about it appears mixed. His EPA head, Interior Secretary, Energy Secretary, and Secretary of State, even the guy that had helped vet them, Carl Icahn, are big oil anti-RFS. He hasn't appointed a pro-RFS official in his cabinet yet. If the signals were mixed, you could see an appointment somewhere for domestic policy from someone who likes ethanol. Governor Branstad is leaving the country. If you put a fox, coyote, wolf, and a weasel in charge of the chicken house, claiming that they will protect them, it is rather odd choice, don't you think? They have every intention of butchering the chickens, which is ingrained in their DNA. Put a fox in a chicken house and only one thing's going to happen. I think that someone is going to forget that they are there to protect the chickens and they will get slaughtered. Some claim that EPA head Scott Pruitt will treat ethanol fair. Give me a break. His idea of what is fair relative to ethanol or the RFS will be diametrically opposite of what the industry sees as balanced. He will go after ethanol in so many ways that he'll not have enough wire to fix all the holes in the fence. They will make sure that there are no E15 volatility waivers. CAFE fleet mileage standards important to the future ethanol demand are reduced. Volumetric targets are frozen. No further increase in blends are approved if fuels and RINs enforcement is castrated to kick the blocks out from underneath the foundation of ethanol support. And Donald will spend his time fuming and tweeting over some bad review of one of his restaurants 5 to 10 years ago. Gee, which one is he going to listen to, Carl Icahn or Eric Branstad? He doesn't know anything about the stuff that matters about the RFS except that saying that he supported it got him endorsements from many ethanol industry representatives. Carl Icahn will be glad to fill him in on the details. The idea that Trump appointed all these hungry fossil fuel advocates and that they are somehow flipped over in support of ethanol today is absurd naivety. Exxon, with Rex Tillerson as CEO, helped fund the American petroleum industry's anti-RFS defamation campaign, where they spread lies about ethanol like manure denigrating the industry. The rest of the appointees work for the anti-RFS team as big oil surrogates. Carl Icahn was working for his own self-interest, owning shares in a refinery, where he was angry about having to blend ethanol or buy RINs. Renewable identification numbers, abbreviated as RINs, are the enforcement mechanism of the RFS. That is the construct behind the RFS. Icahn wants to dismantle it, and Pruitt was one of his partners in the endeavor. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The Wall Street Journal wrote, critics of the ethanol mandate have had Mr. Trump's ear. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn, the majority owner of a small refinery operator facing hundreds of millions of dollars in costs to comply with the policy, helped select Mr. Pruitt as his EPA chief. Mr. Icahn said problems with the standard should be addressed if the EPA changes its rules covering which companies are obligated to add ethanol to finished gasoline. He said he expected Mr. Pruitt to address some of the agency's absurd regulations, including those related to ethanol. One refining industry executive close to Donald Trump's transition team says that the president-elect's political staff thinks the mandate needs to be overhauled, unquote. That is what the Wall Street Journal said. What about Breitbart News, which is the administration's Pravda? I Googled Breitbart on ethanol and got hits like these. Study, ethanol worse for environment than gasoline. EPA requires more ethanol into less gasoline. Rush to renewables fast tracks fraud. Obama EPA rushes to impose new ethanol mandate. Obama ethanol policy eroding conserved lands. Environmentalists and energy advocates agree, ethanol reform now. Ethanol costs U.S. drivers, unquote. I didn't sense any warm feeling from ethanol from Trump's alt news. Refiners and retailers can avoid buying RINs by blending ethanol and biodiesel. Even cynics would rather buy RINs and then complain about it than blend biofuel. Opposition to ethanol is ingrained in Trump's appointees. It's not something they'll root out or flip a switch to turn off. Big oil thinks that these are their boys, because they are. And they fully intend to press their advantage. They will first lie to us some more in order to get the fox, coyote, wolf, and weasels installed in positions of power, and then pick their moments of opportunity to defeather the ethanol industry. There will eventually be a lot of dead chickens at EPA and a different, much less supportive RFS. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.